Episode 1319, Spread Your Wings.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is Inspiration Motivation Day. And how has your week already started off? Has it been a great Monday already and now you're into Tuesday? Yes, you're counting down. You know what? Take a deep breath. You got this. It's time to spread your wings. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, don't let your day define you. Spread your wings and soar. Embrace each moment with hope-filled optimism. Be careful not to get hung up in the day-to-day comings and goings. No matter what the day becomes, spread your wings. Maybe you were given kind of a dirty look this morning by one of your chillins. Yes, those kids that you just love so much, but then they act up and you're like, really, Lord, why did you bless me? You call these blessings. Maybe your hubby got up on the wrong side of the bed. Maybe you pushed snooze too many times. I know, guilty, guilty, guilty. None of us want to get up because we have so many things we have to do. What would make you smile bigger than getting married or holding your child for the first time? Ah, I see a little cracked smile there. Yes, I do. Because those bring back what? Very fond, incredible times in your life. And that's what you want to capture living your life now. If you give yourself permission to stay buried in your failures, then the failures become your headstone and it leads your days. But God doesn't want you wrestling with what didn't work, what hasn't worked, what has already happened. He doesn't want you fighting the battles of your day by yourself. Let God fight your battles and be ready to spread your wings and soar. Soar on wings like eagles. Run and don't grow weary. Be strong. Spread your wings and soar. When the day gets tough and moments unravel, be courageous. What do you need to be courageous in today? What are you wishing you have already taken care of? It's already done, but you're like, but it's not done and I still have to go do it. Maybe it's working out and you're like, oh, I do not want to get out of this bed. I'm doing everything I can to not do what I'm supposed to do. Sometimes we have to do things because God is preparing something before us and we always can't see in front far enough ahead, but God does. Sometimes we have to do those things that we don't necessarily want to do, but they bring amounts of blessings that are just overflowing. What are you fighting today personally? What is it? What battle do you need to place at the foot of the cross? You see, you don't need to have all the answers in life. Instead, let God carry you. Let God guide you, love you, and bless you. Let Him protect your heart. Be willing to act upon what He places in your path. May your reservations of where you are now melt away. The things that, you know, you're concerned about or probably more like you're worried about and your mind is just stuck there and you just can't settle down, open your eyes to God's possibilities. Spread your wings and soar. You don't want to get stuck in what everybody else is saying. Have you noticed when you get on social media or you even turn on the TV, you know, that old-fashioned thing that maybe not very many of us watch anymore because we're so tuned in to our tablets or our smartphones or even our computers. But you know that big flat screen thing and, you know, it sits there and things are thrown at us, right? The advertisements. And there seems to be themes. Right now it's kind of what? Back to school. Have you noticed all the commercials are back to school? Or they'll throw a few things in like, oh, wait, new technology is coming out. Yes, I know the Galaxy something or other, I don't know what number, is due to be released. And I only know that because it mentioned the word Fortnite. I have four boys that play it, one including my husband of those four boys. And so, yes, I know enough to be dangerous with that game. and also the iPhone. Something new is happening in September. So you notice themes in our lives from our advertisements. It's football season, right? Yes, I love football season. So what does that mean? Oh, we're all talking about things that we need to make for our good old football cookouts, our tailgating. And all the news shows are having all these recipes that you just have to have for tailgating. What you can do in the home, how you can do it at the stadium. All these themes play out. And sometimes we ourselves, we get wrapped up in it. And we forget who's at the helm of our lives. And it's God. We've got to become Christ-centered. And when we become Christ-centered, He allows us to spread our wings and soar. Have you ever seen an eagle? They are majestic. There are some creatures that God created that I just question. One of these days, we'll have a chat and I'll ask him, really, why did you want a snake? Why did you create mosquitoes and flies, those pesky things? Seriously. Now, if you're into all of those creatures, I'm not saying that we shouldn't have them, but I don't see the benefits for me personally, right? What you look at an eagle, and an eagle is just majestic. Their wingspan goes feet and feet beyond our wingspan. You can see them. They just look huge from us standing on the ground. I know when I see an eagle fly over me, I'm just caught in awe and amazement. When we are Christ-centered and we allow the rest of the noise of the world to melt away, God says, spread your wings and soar. Let me carry you. Today is a gift. Celebrate this gift by taking the moments of unrest and discomfort. Leave them at the foot of the cross so they don't derail you. Let me carry you. Let me be your footprints in the sand. Let me be the one who carries you through all the dirt and the mud of the day. You were created for greatness. Spread your wings and soar. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.